Good morning, friends around the world. As we consider ways we can build healthier and happier relationships with those we're close to and those we love, through this meditation series, let's consider the fifth category, the feelings of anger in our relationships. Before we get started with today's meditation, let's do an overview of this category. We're going to look at three types of anger: externalized anger, internalized anger, transformative anger. You know, each month I lead an anger management workshop, both in person and also I offer a one-on-one telehealth session via Zoom. 100% of the money that we collect goes to support homeless people in our area. One of the first things I share with the participants in this workshop is the misconception of anger that we often have. Many who attend this workshop are struggling with their anger, and some even come to the workshop with a sense of shame. So I tell them, stop apologizing for being angry. You're the movers and the shakers in this world. When we look back at history, it was people who were angry that changed their worlds. It's a gift, not a curse. And you can't control the feeling of anger arising in you. No. If I were to come over and slap you right now in the face, I don't care how hard you tried not to, you'd probably get angry. You see, we can't control the feelings of anger as they arise. It's a God-given power to energize us, to take something that's wrong in our world and use the energy of the anger to make it right. That seems to dismantle the shame this emotion has caused and opens people's hearts and minds to use it in a positive, constructive way. As good as anger is for us, it can readily build walls in our relationships when we fail to use it for good and use it to break down and destroy. So today, let's look at what I'm going to call externalized anger. You know, it's the kind of anger that is visible to everyone. It's not hidden. And it's not only visible to everyone, it has four characteristics. The first one we're going to talk about today is it has no middle. It's dualistic and often childlike. When I was 3 years old, I was outside and something got my attention. It was coming from my house. It smelled wonderful. So I ran in the side door and ran up the kitchen steps and oh my, it smelled like heaven inside the kitchen. I looked at Mom as she looked at me and smiled, and I saw a platter of cookies on the windowsill over the kitchen sink. I looked at Mom and she said to me, "Would you like a cookie, Eddie? They're chocolate chip cookies. I made them especially for you." "Oh, yes, Mommy." I climbed up on the chair at the kitchen table, and Mom brought me a cookie with a half a glass of milk. I said to her, "I love you, Mommy." She smiled and told me she loved me too. I gobbled that cookie down and looked over at that platter. I didn't even put a dent in the pile, so I asked her, "Can I have another cookie, Mommy?" She replied, "No, Eddie, your father's going to be home pretty soon and dinner's ready. I don't want you to spoil your appetite." Well, Eddie didn't like that answer. I wanted another cookie. At 3 years of age, Eddie doesn't have a middle. So I said to Mom, "I hate you." Eddie went from "I love you, Mommy," to "I hate you" over one chocolate chip cookie. Today I look back at this situation and I'm no longer dualistic. I can even see both sides of this 1881 situation. I can see Eddie's side. "Oh, come on, Marion. One more cookie isn't going to kill the kid. He loves them." And I can see Marion's side. She spent much of her time at home in the kitchen preparing nutritious meals for the entire family. And today, I certainly don't hate her because she didn't give me another cookie. Let's spend the rest of the time we have together this morning and consider our relationships when we become angry or upset. Do we build walls or bridges? How can we shed our dualism and build bridges? Are we willing to consider this an 1881 situation? What is the best way for you to build a bridge after you've created a wall between the two of you?